Like Frankie said, I did it my way. Hey gang, welcome back to another music trivia episode. This week, it's Bon Jovi trivia. So get your long-haired wigs out of the closet and let's rock. If you're in need of rules or scorecards, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. While you're there, you can also request access to our super secret clubhouse on Discord. I'm your host that can't hit the high notes, Brian Rollins, and this is episode 338 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Mic's hot, so let's rock. The Dorky Round. Number one, who is the lead singer and namesake of the band? John Bon Jovi. Number two, what state does the band call home and was the title of their fourth album? New Jersey. Number three, what was the title of the band's first album? Don't overthink it. It was self-titled Bon Jovi. Number four, what was the band's third album and the one that launched them into superstardom? Slippery When Wet. Number five, Bon Jovi was inducted into what organization in 2018? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number six, until 2013, who was Bon Jovi's guitarist? Richie Sambora. Number seven, what Bon Jovi song begins with "Tommy used to work on the docks"? Living on a Prayer. Number eight, John Bon Jovi's solo album, Blaze of Glory, featured songs inspired by what 1990 Western? Young Guns 2. He also has an uncredited cameo as an inmate in the movie. Number 9. The band's self-titled tour was canceled in April of 2020 for what reason? The COVID-19 pandemic. They would eventually launch the tour in 2022. Number 10. The band offered what snarky life advice with the title of their 2005 album and song? Have a nice day. The Geeky Round. Number one, as of 2024, what is the latest album from the band Bon Jovi? Forever. Number two, what was Bon Jovi's first single? Runaway. Number three, who is Bon Jovi's drummer? Tico Torres. Number four, Hulu aired what 2024 documentary about the band? Thank You, Good Night. Number five, John Bon Jovi played Victor Morrison for 10 episodes on what early 2000s lawyer comedy? Ally McBeal. Number six, what was the band's first number one hit single? You Give Love a Bad Name. Number seven, Bon Jovi played a free concert in which iconic New York venue in 2008? Central Park. Number eight, what 2020 song had Bon Jovi sing the first verse, then encouraged fans to submit other verses during COVID? Do What You Can. Number nine, Tico Torres can be found playing what sport alongside his friend and fellow musician, Huey Lewis? Golf. Number 10. Bon Jovi, along with Journey, Twisted Sister, Poison, and Styx, were featured in what 2005 jukebox Broadway musical? Rock of Ages. The Nerdy Round. Number one, what famous club did Bon Jovi play at in their early days? The Stone Pony. Number two, in what year was Bon Jovi formed? 1983. Number three, who is the keyboardist for the band Bon Jovi? David Bryan. Number four, what Bon Jovi song was used as an anthem for the residents of Odessa, Ukraine, preparing for Russian attack in 2022? It's My Life. The video went viral and was reshared by the band in support. Number five, what was the band's first record label? Mercury Records. Number six, in 1991, Richie Sambora released his first solo album with what title? Strawberry Fields. stranger in this town. Number 7. What Bon Jovi song did Emilio Estevez want for Young Guns 2? Wanted, Dead or Alive. John Bon Jovi didn't think the lyrics fit, so he wrote Blaze of Glory instead. Number 8. The band has had several number 1 chart-topping albums. Which is their most recent? This House Is Not For Sale, which came out in 2016. Number 9. What Sugarland singer joined the band in 2020 for the song Do What You Can? Jennifer Nettles. Number 10. Bon Jovi holds the record for the highest grossing tour of which year? 2008 for their Lost Highway tour. And we're done. What's your favorite Bon Jovi tune? Let me know on Facebook or Blue Sky. I love hearing from you all. I also love your reviews. Take a second to leave one on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to me ramble on. Next week, it's comic book trivia. What Marvel superhero debuted as a villain in September 1964? Who could it be? Find out next Wednesday if you don't know already. See you then. This was the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. When a U.S. expedition is attacked, 3 survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.